Think we're okay?
Are we live now?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's, for the second time today. We're talking about Vayhi Bayom HaShmini, the eighth day. And the Torah makes a big deal by introducing what the events of this day, Vayse Vayhi, it came to pass, Bayom HaShmini, on the eighth day. So the diyukim, which are known about this, is, in the words of the Kli Yakar, Mayom, Mayom, Mayom. What's the difference between today and the day before? It's like, oh, now that we reach the eighth day, now something special is going to unfold. Mahu hachidush. What novelty, what special quality does the Yom HaShmini, the eighth day of installment, bring that the seventh day or the sixth day or the fifth day or the third day or the first day didn't have? Eighth day. Yom HaShmini. Now it came to pass the eighth day, and as if we anticipate some kind of extraordinary happening or something very special is going to unfold. Hadekvar hoyulafon of Zion Yom Yimei Amiluyim. The eighth day is preceded by 7 days, 7 days of installment. Dechsiv, as it says in the Torah itself, and we read this in Parshas Tzav, it says, Shivas Yomim Yimale Yeshelchem. For 7 days, you fill your hands, a euphemism. Filling your hand means you kind of, you know, you break in the glove, you become familiar with the Avodah. Hainu, Shahoya HaKoil B'tachlas HaShlemis V'HaMilui. The Rebbe here emphasizes the word Molei, Milui. Milui of installment also comes from the Hebrew word Molei, which means full. That means the Avodah, the service in the Beis HaMikdash, was performed with a sense of fullness. It was fully done. Everything was fully taken care of. Everything was being fully inaugurated. And yet, somehow the 7 days that preceded it did not make a difference. Nothing happened for 7 days. And then when the eighth day comes, and there's some kind of chiddush, some kind of novelty around the corner, now that the eighth day has arrived, we're expecting something to happen. And the question is, why? What's up with the eighth day? Why would the eighth day be any better than the seven that preceded it? Gam tzarech lavin. We also have to understand, Masha Yom Zeh Nikra Yom HaShmini. The fact that this day is called the eighth day, but the fact that the unique nature or the specialty of this day is identified as the eighth day tells us, the mashma mizeh, the intimation is, she'eina inyim bifnei atzmei, it's not something in and of itself. Elabo behem shech lezayin yom shalofanov. So if you were to say there was something unique about this day, and then this day came along, okay, so this day came along, vayhi, it was on a particular day. So then you would say that this is the day where Hashem's presence is going to come to the Jewish people. This is the day the Beis HaMikdash service is going live. This is the day that we've been waiting for. But it says Bim HaShmini. And Bim HaShmini means the eighth day. And the eighth day means it was 7 day. And there was a sixth day. And a fifth day. And so on and so forth that preceded it. So if it's only the eighth day, it's just another day in succession of 7 days that preceded. Why make a big deal out of the eighth day? V'yidu abir b'zeh. So there is a known explanation. Kimuva Mepirush HaKli Yakar, as is brought down in Chassidus, quoting the Kli Yakar. Shemispar Shiva Shayech Lechol Hanim Tzoyim Shenishavu B'Shivas Yimei Bereshis. The number 7 is unique, it's special, it has a message for us. It recalls creation. And therefore, since the world was created in 7 days, and even though on the seventh day Hashem rested, but it was a world that was incomplete because it was lacking serenity, it was lacking peace, it was lacking tranquility, and therefore the world didn't have its full sense of destiny. The world wasn't fully created, if you will, until tranquility and peace was able to enter the fray. So now that we have 7 days, 7 full days, we have a complete and intact reality. And because the number 7 is the days of creation, what happens is that the number 7 recalls anything which is related to creation. Anything which is related to the frame of reality as we know it or speak of it. And then there's the chidush, then there's the novelty, the Yom HaShmini. Yom Zeh, as the Kli Yakar says, is miyuchad elav yisbarach. The eighth day represents something which is unique unto God. It's not another day of the week. It's not simply a part of the rubric of reality or existence that Hashem created. For inyan hu, the thing is to better understand this idea of the 7 days and 7 orbs that the Kli Yakar talks about, and the idea of hishtalshlos, the idea of the pecking order of creation, in which there's a system. where everything is interlocking, everything fits, everything is as it should be, but it spans the entirety of the gamut of creation. Whereas the number 8 represents a leap beyond that. Isa b'tshuvas ha-Rashba, it says in the responsa of the Rashba, sheyesh moyadim shel shiva yomim, that there are festivals in the Torah that are 7 days long. V'yesh, and there are other moyadim, there are other Torah festivals, shel shmoyne yomim, that are 8 days. What's the difference? Explains the Rashba, shivas yomim heim neged shivas yimei ha-binyin. The number 7 corresponds to 7 days in which Hashem built reality. Hashem brought creation into existence. This is called Shivas Yimei HaHekef. This is called the 7 days that represent the full orbit of creation. Vishmini, and the number 8 is Shemeres HaHekef. The number 8 is the atmospheric reality that contains all 7. So the number 7 represents a complete orbit, an intact reality, and the number 8, so to speak, is what protects all of this. What does this mean? Ukmai, for example, Chag HaShavuos, the festival of Shavuos. So we would think that the festival of Shavuos is connected with the number 7, because in Shavuos, you actually have the number Sheva, and it's Shiva Shavuos, 7 weeks. So Shavuos probably would think is connected to number 7. The Rashba says, no, it's not. Because it comes la'acharei Sfiras HaOmer. Shavuos can only arrive after we finish counting 7. Shiva Shavuos, 7 weeks. Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos, 7 intact groups of 7. Shehein Mem Tes Yomim, this is 49 days. De'acharkach, after we finish counting 49 days, which is 7 units of 7, or 7 weeks, then we can experience the gilui of what's called Sha'ar HaNun DeBina. Sha'ar HaNun, the 50th gate of understanding, which is beyond reach, or beyond rhyme and reason, or beyond the reality as we know it to be. So Shavuos represents a leap beyond. Shavuos represents going through 7 weeks, 7 times, exhausting the possibilities that the number Sheva, that the number 7 offers. And then when we conclude and finish the number 7 in its totality, 7 times 7, then we're able to experience something that goes beyond the sevens, or beyond that counting. V'lochein nikra, that's why Shavuos is also called b'shem atzeres. It's called atzeres, means restraint. Shehula mailo mehem, it's beyond the 7 weeks. It's not merely within the frame. It's not ensconced within 7 weeks. It's beyond 7 weeks. Shehem. That's the level of 8. So we see that the number 8 then represents a leap beyond. It represents transcendence. It represents using or developing or harnessing the potential of reality in its fullest sense and then reaching a leap beyond that. Al-Derech, similarly, we have on the end of the festival of Sukkot that we have a new Yom Tov, which is called Shmini Atzeres. Now the Shmini Atzeres, the Yom Tov of the 8th day, of the 8th day of restraint, that comes ba'achar zayin yemei ha-sukkos, that comes after the 7 days of Sukkos. But we aren't sitting in the sukkah on the day of Shmini Atzeres. At least we're not supposed to be outside of Eretz Yisrael. We have a little bit of a confusion. But we're not taking the lulav and esrog anymore on the 8th day. So Sukkot is, for all practical purposes, finished. And then what happens? And then comes Shmini Atzeres. In other words, after a person experiences a week in Hashem's embrace, after you finish a week of letting go of the material, of the comfort that we crave and think we have on our own, and you let go of that, and you go into the great outdoors, and you expose yourself to all kinds of possibilities, and you trust in Hashem, you do that for a week. When that week is finished, then we can have the idea of Shmini Atzeres. Val derech zeh yovel, the Jubilee, which is entirely off the charts. As much as Shemitah, every 7 years, the fields lie fallow, but for that to be done 2 years in a row, and the Jubilee brings liberty, rings liberty throughout the land, and brings a total, if you will, collapse of the system. Everything reverts back to its original owner. It's a hard reset. Everything goes back to where it was. And this idea of Yovel is like the idea of Shemini. It's not the system, it's beyond the system. The idea of Yovel comes after 7 times 7. So again, we have the number 7. The 7 represents totality of nature. So we have 7 years, and then we have 7 times 7 years, and after that we can reach the level of Jubilee. So this, everything we've said so far, this travels along the well-worn path of the idea of Bayim Hashmini. This is articulated very beautifully, very eloquently by the Kli Yakar, which is based on the tshuva of the Rashba. And that's nothing new that we've shared so far. Here, the Rebbe introduces a phenomenal concept. He poses a question about this whole business of the number 8, which everybody seems to understand. The number 8 represents a leap beyond. 7 is nature, 8 is beyond. So the Rebbe says, one second. So what does it mean, Vayhi Bayim Hashmini? On the 8th day, what happens then? What happens then is Kara Moshe. Moshe calls. All of this happens by the call of Moshe. All of this happens by dint of Moshe Rabbeinu's inspiration. It happens because of Moshe Rabbeinu's involvement. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu brings everything to its fruition. He brings us to the 8th. One second, but Hare Moshe Hu Ashvi. Moshe is the 7th. And that's the great emphasis that we say V'chol Ashvi and Chavivin. All 7ths are dear. And there's the emphasis in the Medrash, which is discussed at length in the Memorum of Basi Ligani, V'hoide des Hashchina L'mata Ba'aretz. Because Moshe was the 7th, that's why he was the one who brought the Shechina down to earth. One second. So if the idea of the Shechina, of Hashem coming, His presence being amongst us, is connected to the number 7, and Moshe Rabbeinu being the 7th, is the one to actualize this, V'shachanti b'soicham, Hashem tells Moshe, V'asuli migdash, you make for me a migdash, V'shachanti, and I'll dwell b'soicham amongst them. Who does this? Who accomplishes it? Moshe Rabbeinu accomplishes it. Maya Shaykh is the Moshe, the Mishpashmini. What's the connection between Moshe and the number 8? Moshe represents number 7. Moshe is the perfection of 7. Moshe brings the Shechina Lamata because he's 7. 7 generations from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu begins a process. Moshe Rabbeinu completes the process. Avraham is the Rishon, he's the first. Moshe is the Shvi, he's the 7th. And yet, the Shechina seems to be connected to the number 8. And we say, Shabayim Ashvini, Kara Moshe Li Aaron, Ulevanov Lazikne Yisrael. Who triggers and initiates this whole process? Who brings about the 8th day reality? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu calls Aaron and his children. Aaron will become the Kohen Gadol, his children become the Kohenim. Ziknei Yisrael will provide approbation. They'll be present, and that will show this is by virtue of Hashem's command, not Moshe Rabbeinu's own idea. But all this is Kara Moshe. It's all being orchestrated and organized. It's all being brought into reality through Moshe. Ad lahagilu devateitze esh, until the climax of the first psukim of Parsha Shmini, where then it comes, it was the 8th day. And Moshe Rabbeinu calls, and Moshe Rabbeinu arranges, and Moshe Rabbeinu orchestrates. And then we reach the crescendo, vateitze esh, a fire comes forth, and the people see. Vayar kalam vayoreinu. Vayoreinu, Rashi says like the Targum, v'shabachu, they fell upon their faces, v'yiplo apneim, they praise Hashem. Everybody becomes aware of the presence of Hashem, and it's all connected to the number 7. And yet it's all connected to the number 8. How do we balance this? Is it 7 or is it 8? Is Moshe Rabbeinu the Shvi? And because he's the Shvi, he is the Chaviv and he is there. And because by dint of his being the 7th, he's able to bring the Shechina into our world. Or is it because the number 8 is a leap beyond? This is a very profound question. We tend to think of Mashiach in the numbers of 7. Number 7, Shvi and Chaviv. The 7th day of the week is Shabbos. The 7th millennium is the cosmic Shabbos. And yet, it seems not to be about the number 7 at all. This will be explained based on the ideas which are articulated in the Maimorim, a Maimor from the Friedrich Rebbe in 1944 in great detail, which is based on a Maimor of the Rebbe Rashab from 1918. And in these Maimorim, it's explained, Shebe'inyin HaShabbos, that with regard to Shabbat, the 7th day of the week, the Yom HaShavi'i, that 7th day, Yesh by Gimel Madregas. There are 3 levels of Shabbat. And the 3 levels of Shabbos Kodesh, they divide themselves according to the 3 eras that Shabbos reflects. There is Shabbos, which is Mekadsha V'kaima. There is the Shabbos that arrives. Shabbos arrives, it's holy. Whether you make Kiddush or you choose, God forbid, not to make Kiddush, it's still Shabbos. Person can't say, well, I don't make Kiddush, so it's okay. I don't make Kiddush. Look, I can do whatever I want. I'll make Kiddush at 10 o'clock tonight. Then when I make Kiddush at 10 o'clock, that's when I'll start keeping Shabbos. Sorry, buddy, it doesn't work like that. When Shabbos comes, it comes. Mekadsha V'kaima. It comes by itself. There is no Bezdin that says, okay, we declare this to be the 7th day. There is no Rosh Chodesh, which has to be counted from. In fact, there is no human intervention per se. Shabbos arrives, without any kind of people meddling. It happens from Hashem. So that's Hashem's Shabbos. But there is an element of our participation, and that's Mashakos of Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei. Remember the day of Shabbos and sanctify it. Hallow it, keep it holy. And this is the idea of Masha Shabbos Mekadsha, pardon me, that the Shabbos is the Yisrael Mekadshim as a Shabbos. Our job, our gift in fact, is that we are able to sanctify Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush. Like the Rambam says with great emphasis, that it's all about words, verbalization, something we're supposed to say. It's not even about a glass of wine. Because Min HaTorah, saying good Shabbos, already makes Shabbos. Or when we're in our davening, we finish L'chod Odi, we say the words, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Let us sing the song of Shabbos. When we say, let us sing the song of Shabbos, Shabbos begins. Because we can actually usher Shabbos in. Incidentally, it's possible to usher Shabbos in a little bit early too, after Plaga Mincha. And then it's not Shabbos Mekadsha V'Kayma. Then it's not Shabbos happening by itself. Then it's Shabbos happening because we ring Shabbos in. And if everybody in the whole city rings Shabbos in, well, guess what? Then it's Shabbos. The one person who decides he wants to take Shabbos late, he doesn't have that option. So there's an element of Shabbos in which we have a very, very prominent and important role to play. Now, all of this is within the framework or rubric of what we're going to call nature. The creation. Hashem creates things in and of themselves. Hashem allows us to be his partner. Then there's a third level of Shabbos. And this is what the Medrash calls that Shabbos is a matona toiva, a good gift. K'maymer Hazal, which is found in the Gemara in Shabbos, actually, the one in Beitza, and a number of Midrashim. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Almighty God said to Moses, he said, Matona Toiva Yeshli B'Beis Genozai. I have this wondrous gift in my storehouses, my treasure houses. And her name is Shabbos. The Beis HaMadregas HaRishonos, the first two levels, Heim B'Bechina Seder Hishtalshlos. That's part of the normal order of things. There's the Bechina Shvi, that's the seventh level, the seven. The number seven represents nature, represents creation, it represents what Hashem set in motion. Ach Madrega HaGimel, but the third level, it's L'mayla Miseder Hishtalshlos. What does it mean there's a special gift in my storehouses? What does that mean? So think about it. What is a gift? A person works for a living, he makes a living. What's a gift? Either I earned it or I didn't earn it. What's a gift? And the answer is a gift is not what I earned. This is what a person earns. And then there's something that's beyond that. It's not connected to earnings. First of all, according to my calculation, I should have received such and such many gifts. Well, if that's the case, if your gifts come according to calculations, that's not really a gift. That's called a salary. You say, well, if you work and do X, Y, and Z, and this, no, when you come to business day, then you get a gift. Okay, that's not a gift. A gift comes out of the blue. A gift comes unearned. A gift comes precisely because it doesn't. It's unencumbered with any expectation. Expectations of gifts are not a healthy thing. So I expect a gift. I demand a gift. Where's my gift? What are you talking? Where's my gift? It's not a gift then. If I want to give you a gift, I give you a gift. So Hashem says, I create a world. And the world that I create, the Shabbos is Mekadsha V'Kayma. Shabbos is implicit. Shabbos is encoded within the rubric of reality. That what happens is Hashem created, there was 6 days he worked, he rested on the seventh, and that's a process that repeats itself ad infinitum. 6 days of Shabbos, 6 days in Shabbos, 6 days in Shabbos, and it keeps repeating itself and repeating itself. And every civilization that tried to make an 8-day week, a 9-day week, a 10-day week, a 4-day week, they all failed, they all collapsed. Everybody goes back to the 7-day week. Think about that. This mamash God's fingerprints, this creation, we see it all over reality. Every anthropology, every civilization, from the beginning of time, everybody's got a 7-day week. The 7-day week is jagged. It doesn't fit into the lunar calendar. It doesn't fit into the solar calendar. It fits into no particular system. It doesn't follow any the movement of any heavenly bodies. And yet we have a 7-day week. Why? Because Hashem created it that way. So Shabbos is Mekadsha V'Kayma. There's this innate or natural process of 7 times 7 times 7 times 7. And it just continues to repeat itself. That's Shabbos Mekadsha V'Kayma. And then there's the Shabbos that a Yid makes it holy. And that Shabbos has been the hallmark of us as a nation. It's identifying marks, the characteristic of a Yid. What is a Yid? A Yid is a Shemer Shabbos. A Yid cherishes Shabbos. For a Yid, Shabbos was not a day of the week. Shabbos is a way of life. Shabbos is an intrinsic definition of who we are as Bnei Ubnei Yisrael. And then there's something that's beyond that. And that's beyond Seder Hishtalshlus. It's higher than seven. It's beyond the rhyme, the reason, the pecking order of creation. It's something that comes from a different place. It's Bechina Shmini Shebishvi'i. It's the number 8 contained within 7. Ukemavur Barucha, Hemshach Tafer Samach Vav, and the famous Maimarim of the Rebbe Rashab towards the end, that explains about the idea of Raivan the Raivan, which Raivan the Raivan is the end of Shabbos, the crescendo, the climax of Shabbos towards the end, that it says, Ugiluga Tainuga Atzmi, that this is the revelation of the very essential pleasure, the very root of all pleasure, but that will only be revealed to Chizgalu Asad Lovely. Because it's something called in Chassidus Tainik HaMurgash and Tainik HaBilti Murgash. There's the pleasure when you feel that you're happy now, you know you're experiencing pleasure, and then there's a certain pleasure which is beyond, you don't even feel it. We don't even realize it. We only realize it when we don't have it. Hey, 1 second, how come I'm missing that? But we take it for granted. It's Bilti Murgash, it's not felt at all. And this is the highest level of what we call Tainik, of delight. And that delight is a kind of delight that we can't really feel till Mashiach comes. We're not sensitive enough. And that's why the meals of Shabbos, which are delightful, or they should be. So the meals of Shabbos, which are delightful, there's a Friday night meal, and we eat and we enjoy. And then there's the Shabbos morning meal, and we further eat and enjoy. And then there's the Suda Shlishit, which we, according to Kabbalah, don't wash. Hayom Loi. We're not going to be able to enjoy this. We're not going to be able to have a full meal. Why not? Because it's beyond. It's a leap beyond. It's something which is not part of our common experience. We're not able to feel this. We're not able to experience it in this full sense. So there's an element of Shabbos which is actually beyond Shabbos. There's an element of Shabbos we can't feel or experience, an element of Shabbos we can't luxuriate in because it's a step beyond. And indeed, Shabbos, Friday night, represents Shabbos of creation, when Hashem rested. Shabbos morning represents the Shabbos of Matan Torah. And the end of Shabbos, the Mincha service, represents the future, La'asid Lovei, the future that is yet to come, that represents the time of Mashiach. So we see that with regard to Shabbos, Shabbos is the seventh day, but there's an element of Shabbos that's beyond the eighth day of Shabbos. So this is the eighth day of the week. The eighth day of the week is the last hour of Shabbos. And the Rebbe says an amazing thing. Alderach Zayuvan Gabi Moshe. It's understood also with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Af Moshe Hu Ashvi'i. Moshe is the seventh. Mikol Makom Yesh Bei Bechinas Shmini. There's an element of the eighth in Moshe. There's no eighth. There's no seventh and the sixth. There's no sixth and the fifth. There's no second and the first. But the seventh has an eighth. As it says, K'meshekosa v'teira oisei ki toivu. It says about Moshe that the moment he was born, the first description of the Torah is ki toiv, because he was good. What does that mean? So Rashi says, on a literal level, it means nesmali habayas kuli oira, that the house became filled with light. But that's only one opinion of the Medrash. Another opinion of the Medrash is, what does it mean ki toiv? What did they see that he was good? Which baby's not good? Ever see a baby, so a baby's born and say, ugh, what a miserable baby. They say that 3 months later, maybe. The day he's born, a baby's so cute. Ah, the baby's so cute. They tell a story once. A doctor said to his mother, the baby's very cute. So she said to him, aye, doctor, you tell that to everybody. He says, no, I don't. He said, what do you say when the baby's not cute? He says, I say, the baby looks just like you. Every baby's good. So cute. And the baby was born and the baby was cute. This is a biblical verse. What's it telling us? So one says, telling us that the house is filled with light, and the Orach Chaim explains Rashi that there's the light of Torah. But there's another idea in the Medrash. And the other idea in the Medrash, which is also talked about in the Gemara and Saita, is Shenolad Mahol. What they see? They saw he was born circumcised. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a bris milah like everybody else, because he was born with a bris milah. He never had the foreskin. The Inyan HaMilah, what number is Mila? Is
8.
So the moment Moshe was born, what number did they see? They saw the number 8. It was part of his intrinsic essence, was 8. Part of his intrinsic definition from the very beginning was the number 8. Even though he's the Shvi. Which is the number of Mila. Mila is number 8, Shmini Dafka. Like it says in the Gemara on the Pasuk, Lam Natzech al Hashminis. What does it mean to the choir master over the musical instrument known as the 8th? It means Al-Hamila. It refers to Brismila Shenitna Bishmini, which is given specifically on the seventh day. Zeu Ma Shahadiris Shalafon Ilufnei Moshe and Bechinas Zayin Tachtein in the Attic. This is the meaning of that the generations that existed before Moshe Rabbeinu represent the fullness of a particular system that's discussed in Kabbalah that utilizes the number 7. Umoshe Bechinas Gimel Rosham the Attic. Moshe represents the level of a spiritual and holy level of that which is. Leap beyond, which is called the Bechinas Yosei Da'ak, which I don't have time to explain now, which is like the number 8. In other words, that there's the number seven, Moshe is the seventh, but there's also an element of the eighth in Moshe. And that's when the Shekhinah actually comes. It's not the number seven, but rather it's Vayhi Bayoyim Hashmini. It's the number eight specifically. And this is the first part of the Maimer. And the second part of the Maimer, the Rebbe talks about the number 10. And he talks about the fact that on the Yom Hashmini, there was Esra Taurus. And he talks about how the number 10, he talks about the idea of seven. There's a harp of seven strands. And then there's the harp of Mashiach, which is 10 strands. And then there's the fullness when everything is perfect, which is the idea of 10 crowns. And that'll be with the idea of Mashiach. So we say if we have the seven Midas, this is the number seven. We talk about Bina, or like the Rashba says, the Shar HaNun, the 50th gate is number eight. But Bina really divides into Chachma Bina Das. Bina is not just really understanding, but Bina is has Chachma, and it has also Das. So therefore, when you fully open it, when you fully unaccordion it, it's not the number seven, not the number eight, but ultimately the number 10, which is connected to the idea of seven nations we inherited. But when Mashiach will come, that will not be seven nations, but the land of Israel will expand to include 10 nations. And the Rebbe concludes the Maimer with a hope and a prayer that soon will reach the beginning of Geula, Schalta de Geula soon. And from that beginning of Geula, we'll be able to experience the concept of the fullness of pleasure. And he talks about the idea that it says Mashiach will come the year after Shemitah, B'metzoi Shvius, when the seventh is over, when the seventh ends, the beginning of the eighth, that's when Mashiach comes. Which that's, of course, the idea of Hakel and so on and so forth. And the main thing is that all of this should be B'teich Simcha V'tuv Leva V'tainug. We should merit the unfolding of the number 8, Bimheira, will be Amenu, Amen. B'chayim.